Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. I know I am enjoying the great weather. Had a nice little rain out there. Of course, it feels just fantastic out there. Well, hope you're having a great afternoon. Remember, you can listen to the Chad Hasty Show online, KFYO.com, wherever you are. And you can also tune in. That's what we really want you to do. 790 KFYO. In Lubbock, throughout the South Plains, you can listen to the show. Even down in Midland, over in Abilene, we're all over the place. You can listen to the show. If you are outside the listening area, you're taking the show on the road, download the Radio Pup app onto your iPhone or Android device, and you can take the show wherever you go. Absolutely free KFYO programming. You can listen to us all the time wherever you are. A lot coming up on the Friday edition of the Chad Hasty Show. It'll be an open line Friday where we get to cover everything and anything that you guys want to talk about. Maybe you want to talk about the mayor, his appearance on the show today. Mayor Glenn Robertson appeared on my show, talked a little LPNL, talked a little citywide news, also talked about big government, the mayor saying that this is a very liberal city council that we're looking at. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. A reminder, tomorrow broadcast will be live at Cisco Equipment. We want you to come out and say hello. This is the fun part of the job where I get to get out of the studio and I get to meet you, the listener. Going to be out at Cisco Equipment at 2707 Slayton Road. That's the Slayton Highway. Folks, you can take 84 out of Lubbock. We'll be on the left-hand side under the great big billboard that says Cisco Equipment. We'll actually be inside, not underneath the billboard, but I guess maybe a little bit underneath it. But inside the building is where I will be. Want you to come on by, say hello. I've got tickets to a couple of fair concerts that you can see, and also I've got two different pair of Texas Tech football tickets for this weekend. So yeah, you want to go and see Texas Tech kick butt against Texas State over at Jones Stadium on Saturday, and you don't have any tickets, I've got two pair of tickets that we'll give away at select different times. Just come on by, say hello, and maybe you'll win a pair of tickets to see Texas Tech and Texas State over at Jones AT&T Stadium. It'll be this Friday, tomorrow, open line Friday, 8:30 to 11 at Cisco Equipment. Come on out, say hello. Hopefully, I'll get to meet quite a few of you out there, and still no word yet on if they're going to let me drive any of the tractors or anything. I'm hoping they will. That'll be something. Maybe it won't be, you know, anything bad. It'll be something, though. I guarantee it when I'm out there and possibly getting to ride on some of that great big rental equipment that they have out there at Cisco Equipment. So come on by, say hello. Like I said, it'll be an open line Friday. We will talk about John Kerry, according to Breitbart, setting another red line, saying the UN must act on Syria next week. Also, Democrats, a report. How about this story? A report from townhall.com that Democrats left the Benghazi hearing before testimony from the families of victims. That's right. During the second portion of the House Oversight and Government Reform hearing about Benghazi on Thursday on Capitol Hill, the majority of Democrats on the committee left the room. They refused to listen to the testimony of Patricia Smith and Charles Woods. Ms. Smith is the mother of Sean Smith, an information management officer killed in the 9/11 Benghazi attack. Charles Woods, the father of a Navy SEAL who was also killed. Pretty pathetic from the Democrats on that. Pretty shameful, really. And people should not be putting up with that. It's pretty sad to see what the Democrats did on that. New polling out saying that the media is less hated than it was last year. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, Senator Ted Cruz is back in the news. I told you this morning that there were some House Republicans who were not very happy with Senator Ted Cruz. Well, now he has opened the door to a Obamacare filibuster. This from Politico. Senator Cruz saying that he will use every procedural tool necessary, possibly including a filibuster, to make sure that the congressional spending bill does not fund Obamacare. Asked if he will take his cue from Senator Rand Paul, who mounted a 12-hour talking filibuster of an FBI nominee over the issue of drones in March, Cruz said he will do anything and everything necessary and everything possible to defund Obamacare. That's some good news from Senator Ted Cruz. We'll see if it actually works. Remember, Cisco Equipment tomorrow, 8:30 to 11. Come out, say hello. We'll have some football tickets, concert tickets as well. 8:30 to 11 out on the Slayton Highway, 84. As you're heading out of town, we'll be on the left-hand side under the great big billboard that reads Cisco Equipment. Follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. Hope you all have a fantastic Thursday. Now it's time for me to go and smoke a cigar over at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. That's what I will be doing tonight. I've got quite a few cigars that I need to get through tonight. It's always nice, isn't it, to just be able to sit back, relax, smoke a cigar. That's what I'll be doing tonight at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. Hey, if you want more information on that, just look them up on Facebook, on Twitter as well. Follow me on Twitter. You'll hear about them as well. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.